very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word encourages us to enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving in our heart as we come to magnify you in your courts. Oh, Father God, we give you the glory. We give you all the honor as we bless your holy name. We bless you, Lord, with all of our heart as we forget not your benefits. We bless you, Lord, with all of our soul. And all that is within us, bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we acknowledge you as our God, we pray for forgiveness of all of our sins and iniquities and our trespasses against thee, as we forgive those who have sinned and trespassed against us. O Lord, we recognize you as a healer, and we pray for healing to take place all throughout this land. For you heal all manner of diseases, and not only that, you redeemed our lives from destruction. And you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And you satisfied our desires with good things according to your perfect will. We just want to give you thanks, O Heavenly Father. We want to thank you from the depths of our heart. We thank you for your word and for allowing your word to go forth. We thank you for renewing our minds and for creating in us a clean heart. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for allowing the angels to watch over us both day and night. We thank you because your grace and your mercy is everlasting. We thank you for your many blessings. And we thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray and ask all these blessings and more. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God Almighty. I want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning and listening to the broadcast coming to you live from KAYT 88.1 FM radio. This is New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1623 McEnry, that's McEnry, Alexandria, Louisiana. We have Sunday worship every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Bible study every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Amen. Come join us and fellowship with us, amen, as we all praise the Lord and just give him glory, because truly he is worthy of all the praise. This is yours truly, Robert C. Lee, pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Amen, amen, and amen. And I would just like to add that today, for me, today is a very special day, because this is the day that the Lord blessed me on September the 4th, 1963, to come into this world. And I can truly say I've been through some things. I have experienced some things. And I have had some hard times, some trials, and some tribulation. But I can say, thank God. There's an old song that say, now all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I can say, thank God that he looked beyond my faults. I know there are many of you out there in radio land that has a testimony that say, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, but because you realize that you made the necessary changes in your life, amen, because somebody, amen, instills some value, morals, values, and principles inside of you, that led you back to Christ. That's why the scripture says to train up a child in the way of the Lord, so when they grow old, they will not stray. You might go out there for a while, but you always come back home. Amen. So at this moment, I want to teach and I want to encourage your parents to continue to instill the Lord in them. Teach them about God. Teach them about serving the Lord. Amen. So as time goes on, they will realize who God is and what God is doing for them. Because truly, 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 I can truly say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, looking out for me when I wasn't looking out for myself, loving me when I wasn't loving myself, I would not be here today. By His grace and by His mercy, I'm here. And for that, I just want to say thank you and give Him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen. Amen. Now today I want to reflect on a particular passage of scripture that comes from the book of Galatians. Amen. That's the book of Galatians chapter 3. And it starts with the 26th verse and ends at the 29th. That's the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 26. And it states, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be in Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Now, in the words of Rodney King, I would just like to say, can we all just get along? Because as we look at the world today, you know, one thing, before I get too deep into it, one thing that I come to realize is that the word of God has to come alive. I mean, and when I say come alive, I mean it has to become alive in my life. Amen. Because I got to take the word of God and look at the way the world is today and what's going on in my life and know how to apply it. So it has to be alive because this is the living word. Now, as we look at the world and the state that the world is in today, we'll find that there are so many different things that going on in the world that can cause division. For we remember we have black on white crime, and then we got black on black crime, and then they had police killing African Americans, and then there were, and now in today's time, we got the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. You know, the unvaccinated has their opinion, and the people that are vaccinated say, why can't the unvaccinated go ahead on and get vaccinated? You see, but the thing about it is that we just need to realize that we all are God's children. You see, this is what Paul was trying to teach when he was establishing these various different churches all throughout the land. He was trying to let everybody know that no matter where you come from, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what type of religion you practice, we all are God's children. Now, it is according to us how we feel about it, whether we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Well, I stopped by to let you know this morning that you couldn't make a better decision in your life when you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because we all are children of God. Amen. You see, back in the Old Testament, you know, it was just the Jews, the children of Israel. But when Jesus came, and remember when he sat with the Samaritan woman at the well and communicated with her, The Samaritan woman said, "You are a Jew. You don't talk to us, but you don't associate with us." But the bottom line is Jesus say, "I came so that all men." And that's what we need to realize, because the bottom line is that we are to express the love of Christ. For the scripture encourages us to love thy neighbor. It don't matter if they do what I do. It don't matter if they practice the same practice that I practice. It don't matter if they live the same way that I live. What does matter is the way that you treat them. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, because the bottom line is we all have to give an account of our own deeds. So when we think of the many books in the New Testament, Paul spent the latter part of his life writing letters that later turned into books of the Bible, trying to tear down the barriers and false borders that divided believers. You see, my brothers and sisters, we got too many things that are causing division, too many things that are causing division between us. Amen. So we need to tear down these barriers and focus more on the way God wants us to live and what God wants us to do. Because as long as we keeping these various different barriers, then we are not doing it the way God wants us to do it. And when we are not doing it the way God wants us to do it, then we're setting ourselves up for failure. And when I say failure, I mean setting ourselves up not to receive the promises that God has for us. Because at the end of this verse, he say, "If you be in Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." See, God has many promises for us. All we got to do is live according to his will. But before we do that, we must accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. And when we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, then we got to stop, break down the barriers, break down the walls, tear down the division that causes us to be separated one from another. Because if you look at it, let's be realistic now, if you look at things the way it is in the world today, so many people are so private and reclusive. You know, I can reflect back that when I was growing up as a child, we knew every one of my neighbors. The house next to across the street, the house next to that, basically everybody on the block. But nowadays, people don't even much know their neighbor's next door neighbor's name. People don't take the time out to get to know somebody. People don't take the time out to just to say hello. You see, my brothers and sisters, God does not want us to live like that. So in the words of Rodney King, why can't we all just get along? Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say is we have to tear down these walls and tear down these barriers that hold us and keeps us in captivity. You see, people say that they are a child of God. Well, now let's get realistic. But when they're a child, the first thing they do when church is over, they be the first one out the door. But see, the Bible tells us, forsake not the assembly with one another. And the reason we assemble with one another is so that we can fellowship. Not only fellowship in the church service, but fellowship after the church service. That's so that we can get to know one another, so that we can know what to pray for one another. See, my brothers and sisters, there's a saying that says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Well, I stopped by to let you know that yes, you are. So, my brothers and sisters, do the best that you can. The word for the day is just do the best that you can to tear down the barriers that causes division. In the words of Rodney King, why can't we all just get along?
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
We are God's children.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
I'm not. believe I got saved last night. And I feel like I'm about 100 pounds lighter. Man. I wonder what my boy's gonna say. Probably make fun of me. Call me soft or something. But it don't really matter. This person that I fell in love with straight up gave his life for me, and his name is Jesus. And I'm not ever gonna be ashamed of him. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life telling him.
Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and me.
Feel so so happy, yes I will. His precious face.